This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. In Britain, government mediators have been working all weekend, trying to avert tomorrow's planned strike at British Airways. This past week, the airline's cabin crews won a court battle to stage 4 5-day walkouts over jobs, pay, and benefits. Vicky Barker reports from London.
The first day of talks on Saturday did not end well. Several dozen protesters managed to make it into the supposedly secret venue, apparently after union leaders posted details of the negotiations on Twitter. They surrounded the British Airways CEO, Willie Walsh, while union leader Tony Woodley desperately pleaded with them to leave.
If you support the cabin crew, leave the building.
A huge embarrassment for union leaders. They've been fending off management's charge that they can't control hardliners representing the cabin crews. On paper, there doesn't seem to be much distance between the two sides. The union's given in to most of management's cost-cutting demands. But after hundreds of workers joined an earlier illegal strike, Willie Walsh made good his threat to fire the instigators and yank travel perks from the rest. Now, many of the cabin crews don't actually live in England. They need those travel privileges to get to work. But the famously combative Walsh walked into the weekend talk saying he'd already given as much ground as he intended to.
It's well known that I said it would never happen, but I compromised and I gave them a framework that would see cabin crew get their concessions back, get their travel perks back. That, however, has been rejected.
If this week's strike does go ahead, Walsh says British Airways will still be able to fly 60% of long-haul and half of all short-haul flights out of Heathrow, the focal point of the dispute. But that will still mean cancellations or delays for thousands of travelers. And it will mean more lost income for the airline, which last week reported a record $766 million in losses. Employment lawyer Mark Merrion says that by planning 4 5-day strikes in the space of a month, the union is waging a pretty canny war of attrition.
And it's one thing expecting managers to work 3 or 4 days during a strike. It's quite another to expect them to work 3 or 4 weeks. So I think the union's done the right thing if it's trying to get what it wants.
But the company says it still has $2.6 billion in the bank, potentially giving it the time and the money to wait for the union to blink. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.